This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We've got Coach Mike Hopkins and PJ Fuller with us. Coach, if you want to start off with a statement, and then we'll take some questions from our audience.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm really proud of our team. We beat a really good basketball team tonight. After watching video of George Mason, they got a great coach. They went down and beat Maryland at Maryland. They were, you know, a team to be reckoned with, hitting threes, which is one of those things where, you know, you're always afraid of. But our guys really battled. In the first half, we defended the three well. In the second half, we didn't, but we made our foul shots. And it was a tough ending, but I was really proud of how we ended the game. This guy right here was tremendous, and I'm just really proud of our team.
Let's take questions for PJ Fuller before we get to Coach. David? Percy? Marcus?
Yeah, I'll have a question for him. Hey, look, after those first couple threes went in, just how large did the basket look? Because it seemed like you were able to set up a lot of your other moves after you hit those couple of deep ones.
I wouldn't say the basket got large. I would just say my teammates did a great job of putting me in the right positions to score the ball. And the way the offense was set up, I just kept finding the open spots, and my teammates kept finding me.
I was just wondering if you could talk about just how well that zone defense was playing in that first half and just limiting their perimeter game.
Can you repeat that question, Ryan?
Sure. Just how well your defense was playing in that first half, especially the zone, to shut down their threes.
Is that for me or PJ?
For PJ.
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Coach can answer it.
Yes, okay, I'm going to answer it for you, PJ. You know, these guys have worked really hard. It's hard to play a couple different defenses. But they, I thought, really executed the game plan well. They were really aware of the shooters. This team was making close to 12 threes a game. The awareness of our guards and our forwards. We broke down a couple times, but we always made up for it. And the activity of PJ, Terrell, Dejon, Jamal, that's Emmett. Those are the keys. And we did a really good job, especially in the first half.
And for either Coach
any
or
other questions for PJ?
For the Coach or for PJ, was like this the best game that you guys have played this season?
Yeah, I would say it is. We shut the ball really well, and that's what we've been trying to do over these past couple games because we haven't been sharing the ball well enough. But I think we shut the ball really well, and that was a big part of our success. We played defense. We defended well. We just kind of stayed disciplined and followed the defensive schemes, the offensive schemes that Coach was telling us, and we played, I would say, not complete 40 minutes, but because we made some mistakes, but those were lessons. But I would say this is the best game we've played together.
Best offensive game for sure.
Yeah.
15 assists, made 48% from the field, 30 from the three-point line, and 75% from the foul line, making the last 19 of 21 free throws. And when the game was on the line, I mean, it was like they were having a layup practice. They were confident, and it's a lot of fun. And it's hard to win college basketball games, and we beat a really good team tonight. And so, yes, best game.
And then just to like that there, when
any other questions for
the line again, you guys went to Terrell. Just how good is he in those clutch moments?
He's incredible. He's one of the best bucket getters I've ever played with. He's very poised. His IQ level is through the roof. He's like just a very intelligent basketball player. He knows what he's doing. He's experienced. He's a veteran. He's kind of leading us along with Nate, Jamal, and I mean everybody else is doing their role, like stepping up, leading, doing what they need to do. But Terrell, he lives for those moments for sure. That's what he does.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Anything else for Coach or PJ?
Hi, Coach. I have a question. When you guys go on these tournaments out of town, what can you learn about your team as far as chemistry and building camaraderie, and what can you find out about them?
I've learned that we've got a really good Uno players. They're first team All-American. If we play against any team in America, we are winning in Uno. I can tell you that. But, you know, when you see the guys, we were walking to the bus for pregame and eight players or six, whatever it was, we were sitting there playing Uno, and you just see the camaraderie and, you know, at meals and guys laughing and just enjoying each other. And, you know, it's just, it's your family. And these guys are really, really close. And tonight we played for each other. We played for something bigger than ourselves. We found ways to win. And that's how you grow and get better. And our mantra has always been DMGB, doesn't matter, get better. You win by one, doesn't matter, get better. You win by 10, doesn't matter, you to get better. You lose by one, doesn't matter, get better. And if we can focus on that, we're going to keep getting better at every game with this group and hopefully reach our potential. And I think that right now is limitless.
Thanks.
Hey, is it almost easier for the guys who came home to Seattle to play that road game as opposed to, you know, just the pressure that was on them when they were at home in front of their family and friends?
Could you imagine being in a different place for 3 or 4 years and you decide that you want to come home? These guys are really good players. They just have to relax, have fun with each other. And being able to get on the road and being away is, I think, a great learning experience. But trust me, these guys will play great at home, too. they're learning each other. And, you see the ball go in, you win a couple games, you get some confidence, you see what it takes, you see how to close games. That's what this experience does for us. And, having this opportunity to play against really good basketball teams in a great college basketball environment during the holidays is something that's really going to benefit us moving forward.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, PJ. Thank Congratulations.
You, guys. Thank you,
guys. Look at this guy. Are you kidding me? Don't go muscles. Muscles, marinara.
Again, for everyone online, this press conference will be uploaded very shortly to the Pentagon YouTube channel, and we will see you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.